Boy, oh boy, I don't have enough time to back announce all of these songs. I usually take a break halfway through the hour, and I didn't do it this time. So I'm going to just whiz through these. Got 3 minutes left until a 7-second delay. Eddie C before this track, Love Journey from Parts Unknown. A remix of current 93's Edumia. That was a slow to speak edit from the Dope Jam label. The guys used to run the record store and parties in Brooklyn. Now they're up in the Catskills. They did all kinds of bootleg remixes, and that was track from current 93's Black Ships Eat the Sky with Antony on vocals. Threshold House Boys Choir, brand new reissue of the Amulet CD that was super limited edition when it came out. Now it's a 2 CD with all kinds of unreleased stuff. As X is to Jeff is what we heard. The work of Peter Christofferson, obviously. Tones on Tail, Burning Sky, Osus. Did Control from their album Lovelock, Burning Feeling from the Burning Feeling album, aka Steve Moore, who does Zombie and all kinds of other things. Propaganda from a remix album called Wishful Thinking. We heard Abuse and Machined, and we started off with an epic 11-minute version of Somewhere, an extended mix from West Side Story by the Pet Shop Boys. So again, I'm Jack. I've been filling in for Erwin. Thank you, Erwin. Appreciate your letting me sit in here. And I appreciate everybody who's been listening and commenting. And stay tuned for 7-second delay. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Take care.
Andy doesn't realize that we can hear what he's doing.
No, I'm on. We're all good. Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, you heard me? You heard me say that?
Did. I did. We're good to go.
Oh, because we've been eavesdropping on you for the last 5 minutes.
I don't think so.
I think so. I know so.
Okay. But well, what did you hear? Just me typing.
And talking to yourself a little bit.
That might be true. When I'm writing, I do that. Yeah, I've been writing.
Yeah.
How are you?
That was interesting, listening to you write.
Well, yeah. You're probably just interested to hear or see somebody working. Probably it's kind of novel for you.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Somebody at work. Well, you spend all day at FMU. It's probably a real treat for you.
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my head around what was happening. But yeah. You're right. It's that you were doing work, paid work.
Well, I have a little deadline, so I'm Skyping this in.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for Skyping in tonight.
Sure.
I know it's the least you could do.
It's literally the least I could do.
Yeah, and our apologies to the good people at Burger King in Jersey City. We will come to your rescue next week. We got rained out tonight.
I don't understand how the rain affected your plans, but that's okay. Whatever.
Well, I also have food poisoning, and
is that true?
Yeah, that is true. And
from the Burger King?
No, from the burrito truck on Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
Yeah,
the small burrito truck. The big one. The big one takes half an hour to make a burrito, but the small one gives you food poisoning. So. You know.
But it's faster.
Yeah, it's very fast.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
It was a tough call, but now I know what to do.
Well, our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Will you give us all an update on your health and your recovery online? Just tweet out how you're feeling tomorrow.
No, I can let you know right now.
You feeling better?
No, I still have the runs.
Yeah, hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken Friedman has the squirts, and we've been talking about that for the last 3 minutes on my show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny.
I went to the bathroom right before the show, just figured I'd, you know, preemptively get it out of the way so that I wouldn't have to, you know, leave you alone during the show, because I know that you don't like that. I know that you'd have to start singing songs.
Hold on, I'm winning some money. Hold on.
Red.
There you go. That's $2. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I'm glad to see that your gambling addiction is still going strong.
Oh, my God. I'm doing great. Hey, let's see how much money I could win during your little hour here while you're babbling away to your three dozen fans.
We did that show. We did that show 2 weeks ago. And I think you won $54 or something during the show.
I bet I could break that record.
Oh, God.
Six, black.
Oh, got to double that up.
Uh-oh.
You know my system.
Yeah, I know. You know, there's other systems. There's not
yeah,
just...
Right. Yeah, right.
I've been reading up on it. The Martingale system is not the only roulette system out there.
Three,
hold on, Ken. I want to hear all about your other systems as I write down how much money I'm earning.
There's a lot of variations on the Martingale system, Andy.
Why don't you come over and sit in my swimming pool and tell me about all the other systems?
There's the split martingale system.
Yeah.
There's the Fibonacci system.
I have my own system. I have a variation on the martingale system that, I'm not going to lie to you, I got wiped out 3 days ago.
You did? You lost again?
No, hold on. But I was up $400.
Oh, my God.
I lost a grand, but I was at $1,400.
After you lost the first grand? You've now lost a grand twice.
Yes, I've lost a grand.
So you've lost 2,000.
Yeah, but I've made 400. Wait, hold on.
You've lost
$2,000. I've made $1,900.
So you're down $100.
No, okay, I was down $100, but now I'm back up $600. Right now, as of this moment, I'm up $500, and I've revised my system. I perfected it.
Oh, since your second big loss.
I've tweaked it. Okay. I'm up $500.
Yeah, tell me about your new system now.
It's only taken me 3 weeks of work to get there.
I know your first nonsensical system.
That's what we call FMU wages. 3 weeks
for,
of work.
For those of you who are just joining us, Andy has a newfound gambling addiction, and he keeps making these nonsensical plans.
No.
Systems.
I can't lose now. I can't lose now, buddy. Well,
explain your new system to me. This is the second new system. You make a new system every time you lose $1,000.
I'm $500 up.
Wow. You really are addicted.
No. I'm just doing this for your sake. But my new system involves aborting. I should explain that I'm on that New Jersey has online gambling. They've legalized online gambling, and there's a number of apps you can download, and a couple of them, at least this one, has roulette that you could download. And if you stake yourself to $1,000, you have to be willing to lose the grand, $1,000.
Yeah, which has happened to you twice now.
Okay, but that's not the headline. The headline is I'm up $500. You're not gonna go.
I challenge that you're up $500.
Why would you lie about that? If I was gonna lie, I'd say I'm up $10,000. I'm up $500. You can even you're not here, but
okay. Well, anyway, what's your new system?
My new system is like the Martingale system. It's the Martingale system where you bet $2,
right?
And then if you lose, you double it.
And you're betting on it. You're betting on a sort of a 50-50 bet.
Yeah, you're betting on red. You bet $2 on red every time. You're just betting red. If you lose, you double it. And then if you lose again, you double it. And eventually you'll make back your $2. But, of course, there is a...
20 black.
Of course, there is a green number on the wheel, and that gives the house the advantage. And my system basically is the Breckman tweak. Is if green comes up in the first three spins, you abort. You bite the bullet. You take the loss.
Okay.
And go back to $2. That's the secret. So that way it reduces the odds of you getting hit by a long, long streak of blacks or greens.
31 black.
All right, it's two blacks in a row.
Yeah, you're losing.
You might see me lose money. But I won't lose money. Now, of course, three blacks in a row, or that is three non-reds in a row. I'm sorry, nine non-reds in a row.
21 red.
Nine non-reds in a row will mean you're wiped out. You have nine spins. You've bought yourself nine spins.
Yes.
If you keep doubling. That $1,000, it's actually $1,024, has bought you nine spins.
Does your wife know about your new addiction here?
I guess she does now, if she's listening.
Yeah. So what was it like 3 days ago when you lost $1,000?
I didn't lose it. I was up. At that point, I was up $400.
And then you lost $1,000, so you were down $600.
No. I was at, no, wait, hold on. Now I'm confused.
It doesn't matter.
No. I was up. Yes, I was at $1,400. I was up 14. Look at this. $2 at a time. You're just climbing a little mountain, one step at a time, buddy. One step at a time. If I could perfect this system, then I could retire.
Your system makes no sense. It makes no sense.
My livelihood. What does your daddy do for a living? He plays a little app game.
Yeah.
He sits around in his boxers. Plays
oh man, life. I would love to see it when you lose $1,000. What was it like 3 days ago when that happened?
It stung, but I didn't lose $1,000. I was up $400 and I had to start over.
Yeah, but you did get nine non-reds in a row and you lost $1,000.
Yeah, it went on and on. It was 12 actually.
You kept playing.
No. I mean, when I went back to play, there were another four.
Oh, I see. Fascinating, Andy.
Yeah, but we don't have to do this the whole hour. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yeah, I know. But it's just good to know that your gambling addiction is growing and healthy.
You know, if all of your listeners would adapt the Andy Breckman system and download this app, all of your New Jersey listeners, you have to be in New Jersey.
29 black.
Oh, hey, you might be interested in this. This is 1, 2, 3 blacks in a row. If all of your listeners did this, at least your New Jersey-based listeners, and everybody won $30 or $40.
35 black.
Okay, that's four in a row. right now, I'm about to bet $16 to win $2. A lot of people would think I'm really dumb to do this.
Yeah, you're betting 16 to win 2. Go ahead. Let's hear what happens.
That's the system. And then if that loses, you bet 32 to win 2. It'll happen. There it is.
21.
Hey, except 3 days ago, it didn't happen.
But it's okay. Once you make $1,000, everything is gravy. It's gravy. It's all profit. Don't you see? No one will guarantee that it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But if you race and make your $1,000.
I know. It's like when you hit that vein. It's all gravy, yeah. Man.
When you hit that vein.
You're an addict.
Now, would you be singing a different tune if I said all profits go to WFMU? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Because yeah, I don't want your losses. You're ultimately good.
I'm up $500. Wouldn't you love that $500 in your coffers? Yeah, you'd take it.
You're not really up $500.
I am. You can even look at my history. You can go back and look at every spin on this app.
I'm every
deposit and every spin.
I'm just fascinated by watching your growing addiction here.
All right, but listen, we don't have to do this. I'm going to turn it down.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. You're actually going to turn the volume down on your little gambling app.
Because I love you.
Yeah, that's nice of you. That's great.
I love you.
Well, we have some other business to take care of.
Yeah, I know. You want to plug? We have a big show coming
up. Yeah, we have a 7-second delay stand-up comedy Mischief Night on Wednesday, October 30th in Monty
Hall.
Hey,
instead of having comedians come up, maybe I could just sit on stage for 2 hours and play my roulette app.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. You're doing 5 minutes of comedy. And we have a couple of spots left. If anybody out there is a stand-up comedian and you would like to do 5 minutes, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
What kind of comics do we have lined up?
Funny ones.
Oh, good choice.
Is that okay?
Yeah, good choice.
Oh, good, good. I took a gamble there. I figured I'd go with the funny ones.
Wait, are you actually screening them out? Are you vetting them?
Yeah.
Have you said no to some comics?
Yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Well, that should be the headline. That should be on the poster. We said no. There was some kind of baseline that you had.
I know. I've never said.
You had some standards.
I never said no before.
I know. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the guys you said yes to. Wait, I think I'd rather pay to see the guys you said no to.
I can invite them back.
You should.
Okay, we'll do another stand-up night. It'll be the bad stand-up night.
It'll be the guys that couldn't. Yeah. Oh, hey, that's my wife. Hey, hold on, Ken. You just keep talking.
Yeah, she is. We're observing Andy Breckman's gambling problem. He's calling in from his gambling halfway house, located conveniently just outside Madison, New Jersey. And we are in the midst of our fundraising Hellraiser campaign, and a couple of people have pledged to 7-second delay, like Pearl Girl, who discovered WFMU shortly after moving to New Jersey and finds it to be the best part of New Jersey. Thank you, Pearl Girl.
Pearl Girl should get out more, I think, my opinion. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
Who the hell? Who are you talking to now?
Talking to my wife.
Okay. And thanks to Michael and Morris Plains and David in Jackson Heights, some of the people who have supported WFMU in 7 Second Delay.
People are really pledging.
Yes, they are.
Oh, excellent. Oh, good, Ken.
Yeah. That's quite an achievement for an imaginary fundraiser to actually get people to give you real money.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And what else do we have to plug? I love you, honey.
I thought you were going to be at your office.
I am at my office.
Oh.
Betsy stopped by.
Oh, the family's at the office.
Well, my office is right downtown.
And when we say office, we mean the gambling halfway house.
Hey, Beth, you would like this show. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have people call. They're going to tell us what they did today, or tell us where they're employed. They're going to tell us a little something about themselves, and we're going to try to guess what they're wearing. Hey, Ken, since I'm Skyping in, you can try to guess what I'm wearing.
Oh, okay. Well, you're wearing like slip-on shoes of some sort.
Yeah, I'm wearing my shoes. What are these shoes, honey? My Merrells? Yeah, they're Merrells, yeah.
It's the same thing every day. It's
Yeah, and you're wearing it. You're wearing a t-shirt. I know you're wearing a t-shirt.
But guess if I'm wearing cargo pants? This is a yes or no question.
Yes.
Yes. Yes is correct.
I nailed it.
You did. You got
t-shirt,
that
cargo pants, and slip-on.
Ask him if they're clean or dirty.
Well, I'm sure you're wearing your cleanest dirty pair.
They're relatively clean. They're relatively new. It's been a week.
Yeah, that's the cleanest dirty pair. That's the that's what I always go for too.
Exactly. And then guess what I'm wearing on my t-shirt over my shirt, my t-shirt.
You're wearing something over a t-shirt?
Well, I'm wearing a little sweatshirt.
A bathrobe?
No, it's not a bathrobe. I'm at the office. It's just a sweatshirt. Can I try to guess what you're wearing?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you have food poisoning.
Yeah, I got food poisoning.
So I bet you have the chills. So I'm going to guess you're wearing some kind of sweatshirt as well.
Very good.
Am I right, sir?
Yes, so far so good.
You're not wearing a hat because you're very proud of the fact you haven't lost your hair.
That's true. That's you don't really get any credit for that because I never wear a hat.
Yeah, you don't wear a hat. And then, now, do you wear jeans? I guess, you know, I'm kind of oblivious to usually to wardrobe. Yeah, I'd say you're wearing jeans.
Nope.
No, not jeans?
Well, maybe they're technically jeans.
And then let me guess, zipper up or down? Let me guess.
Zipper.
Wait, what's today? Wednesday?
Today's zipper Wednesday. Up. Zipper is up. Very good.
Yeah, zipper up. It's not zipper down Friday, which is a weird tradition, but I know that it's something you look forward to every week.
But I'm not.
I'm just babbling. Now I'm just trying to impress my beautiful wife. Yeah. Beth is saying everybody is probably wearing a sweatshirt today. It's sweatshirt weather.
All right. So you think that you can guess what people are wearing as well as you just
think? If they're driving home, I guess we get a lot of people driving home. I could guess what they're wearing. I'm pretty good at this. I don't know if I'm good at this. I just got nothing else to do.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably pretty terrible at this, actually.
You know, I would probably have trouble with women, to be honest.
Yeah.
Trouble with women in every sense of the word. But I don't know what women, I guess if women are wearing, I guess if they're calling from work, they're probably wearing something sweet and flirty.
Because they're at work, they're wearing something sweet and flirty?
If they want a promotion, if they want an advance at their job, they probably would.
This is going to be terrible because you and I, we don't even know, we can't even fake it. We don't know the terms for anything.
You mean you're not a wardrobe maven either?
No, I'm not.
I know, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Why did we do this? Why on earth did we do this?
Why are we doing this? Well, we haven't started yet.
Well, we don't have a plan B, do we? Oh, we could do that drug thing.
The plan B, yeah.
What are you on besides the radio?
Yeah, the plan B is what are you on other than the radio?
Yeah, we try to guess what medication you're on. Wait, but why should we abort this? Why should we give up? We haven't even taken a phone.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay, phone number. What's our phone number?
It's 201-209-9368.
That's right, 201 is the new number. Make a note, 209-9368. 6-8.
Can you sing something for a second? I have to take my headphones off because I'm sweating like a pig. Hang on a second. You go ahead.
Well, I can do better than sing. Hold on.
Yeah. What else can you do?
Well, you'll see. Here we go. I can win some money.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do some gambling.
Yeah.
Nine red.
Congratulations. I heard the nine red come up.
Yeah. I'm doing fine.
Yeah. So Beth is cool with the $1,000 you lost a couple of days ago?
I did. That's not how you should phrase it.
No, I realize you won some money also, but now you've now lost.
Yeah, but you're never going to win 100% of the time. You never. No one bats 1,000. But with my system, you will come out ahead all the time, at least until you lose everything.
Yes, there you go.
That's my guarantee to you or the listeners.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Andy and I would like to guess what you are wearing or what you're on other than the radio.
Black.
If you're on.
Wait. Which one? Don't we have to commit to one or the other?
Yes.
Well, let's do what you're wearing.
Okay, what you're wearing. Because Andy and I are so conversant in current fashion.
33, black.
Well, for most of our listeners, I'm guessing it's dinner hour. They're home. They're probably, even if they were dressed for work, they're probably now in a t-shirt, right?
36, black.
Wouldn't you say?
I just feel like you're snorting meth as we're doing the show. I just feel like you're
actually
you're chopping up the drugs and snorting them up, and I'm hearing it all.
Snorting meth might be a little cheaper.
I bet you it would be a little cheaper
if you're going to have a hobby.
So the phone number is 201-209-9368. Andy Breckman, man, and I will attempt to guess what you are wearing. And,
hey, you might be interested in this. 1, 2, 3. That was the fifth black in a row.
You just had 5 blacks in a row?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is. I'm about to gamble $64 to win $2.
Yeah, this is some system you got. Let's hear. Go ahead.
I'm up, I'm telling you. I get
22 black.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Was that 6 in a row?
3, 4, 5, 6. That was 6 in a row, but I have 3 more shots.
Wow. We're 3 rolls away from Andy losing $1,000 live on the air.
But how could you lose? How could it go 9 in a row?
Black.
Black.
19 red.
Oh.
It never goes 9. You're always going to come out.
Except for when you lose.
But by then you're ahead. Believe me, you're ahead. If I could just keep tweaking it where I lose less often.
Yeah. Brendan, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, we're going to try to guess what you're wearing. We're just going to try to divine it based on a couple of questions.
Okay, fire away.
The cops use me for in tough cases. They call me in. Okay, so this is Ken versus Andy. Do you want to ask the first series of questions?
Yeah, Brendan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston.
And what do you do in Boston?
I work on campus. I plan a bench.
Andy, can you turn your gambling addiction down a little bit?
I don't quite know how. Hold on. Hold on, Brendan.
You don't know how?
I mean, hold on.
Just hold the phone further away.
Brendan, I'm interested. Where does Brendan say he worked?
Oh, I work on campus. I go to BU.
Hey, Andy went to BU for a couple of weeks.
I did.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no. Okay, now this is very interesting.
That was green.
On. Yeah, that was green. So hold on. Wait, that means I have to eat $8.
So you lost $8.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's something.
It's something. That's a gift to you. That was my gift to you.
Okay, I am ready for my guess.
Okay.
Okay, Brendan, I think you are wearing white Converse on your shoes.
Ooh, no shoes right now.
No shoes is what I meant to say. And
red.
Sweatpants.
Not quite. I'm wearing just regular.
I'm not done yet. Sweatpants on the bottom.
Okay, but what's on his t-shirt?
Well, he's not wearing a t-shirt. He's wearing above the sweatpants. He's got a Rice Butler suit on.
Okay, I'm going to take my guess. You're wearing a t-shirt. You're at BU, right? How old are you, son?
I'm 20.
Okay, that's an AC/DC t-shirt.
No, it isn't. It's a Devo thing going on.
Oh, come on. It's a Devo t-shirt.
Hey, that's wow. I have a Devo sweatshirt on today.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah, that you think that's exciting, huh?
Yeah.
No, you guys want to know what's exciting?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh, poor Andy.
For people to think we're
12 red.
For people that think wearing a Devo t-shirt is exciting, this should blow your mind.
Well, you just won.
This is real money.
You just won $2.
Yeah.
But 3 days ago, you lost $1,000. Wow. Hey, thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
22 black.
Okay, Andy.
Yeah.
Beth would like to speak to you about your gambling addiction.
Oh, honey. We're okay, honey. Don't worry about
Beth,
that.
Beth, are you aware that Andy has now, on two different occasions, lost $1,000 to this app?
Andy, at what point are you going to delete that app? Just tell me, just so I'll know at what point.
When I bought you that beach house that you that you've always dreamed.
I don't believe in gambling. It's bad, honey. It's not. There's nothing good that comes from gambling.
But
what
he's setting,
want any of your gambling money.
He's setting a nice example for the kids, though.
And right? The kids are listening to the show.
But Bethy, you believe in that ATM,
the kids
that
are
magic.
Listening to the show.
You believe in that magic ATM machine by the bank.
Don't you remember what happened to Marge Simpson?
Did Marge have a gambling addiction?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Wait,
the slot machines.
You're quite. That's your argument?
Yes.
Six. Yeah.
You know, I have friends that work on The Simpsons, and they told me that that show is just made up.
No, it's not true, Marge.
It's a big cartoon.
Not so, Andy.
Andy, yeah, I'll give you this.
I've never seen it, but that's what they told me.
You can tell me. I was in your office 2 minutes ago. You can tell me exactly what I was wearing from head to toe, then I'll leave the gambling thing alone.
Ooh.
Okay, right.
I can't say this. I can't tell you the specifics, but I can say this. You were hot.
Oh, shut up.
You look hot.
Shut up.
Am I right about that? Yes or no?
You're giving up that app. You can't even. You're so.
Yes or no?
You're so not clairvoyant that you can't even remember what I wore 2 minutes ago. Why do you think you can see so clearly that you will that you're on top of this gambling thing? You're not. Clairvoyant.
When you're driving around, honey, in my new Lamborghini, I want to hear all your arguments.
Oh,
there you go, honey.
Please stop. It's bad radio. It's just bad radio.
Oh, yeah. We did this 2 weeks ago, Beth.
You did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All you have to do is decide, honey, should the top be up or down in your new convertible.
All right. I'm going to tell all the kids what you're doing.
No, don't tell the kids. Don't tell the kids.
All right,
I'm putting it away.
Don't
tell the kids. You're doing it on the radio. Don't tell the kids.
Well, that's why I chose to do my show on FM.
Oh, hey, Andy, Yom Kippur is over now.
Hey, okay then.
Welcome back to our Jewish listeners.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been listening for the last 5 minutes.
Hey, aren't you proud of little Molly, honey?
Yes, she fasted today.
She was a good Jew.
Well, okay, atone now. Stop your stupid app, please.
Kenny, did you fast today?
Yeah, I mostly fasted the whole day. Yep.
Oh, good for you.
I only had
because you had a stomach bug.
Well, I didn't eat anywhere near as much as I normally would.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what I do on Yom Kippur? I eat, of course I eat, but I don't eat my favorite foods.
Do you eat things you hate?
No. Oh, no, no, no. Like, for lunch, I wanted a tuna fish, but I had my second choice. I took a turkey club. Because it's Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to suffer in order to atone.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I think you've made other people suffer, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife, ladies and gentlemen. My wife, Beth Landau.
Thanks, Beth. Beth, man, he has a real problem.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like it either.
You guys are worried about my problem, really? Really?
No,
yes.
I really don't like it. Gambling is bad. I just, you know me. I don't like Atlantic City. I don't like Las Vegas.
This is how it starts, Andy.
I agree, gambling is bad.
It's just
but
not
this
my
is
thing.
Not...
I think you work so hard for every penny that it really breaks my heart.
It's not technically gambling. It's the Martingale system.
No.
Hey, Beth, can I tell you another?
The house wins.
Beth, can I tell you another Andy Breckman gambling story? Andy and I went to Atlantic City one time, and we were playing Texas Hold'em, and he was trying to look at my cards and telling me that he would let me see his cards if I let him see my cards. And the next thing we knew, he was dealt a full house. And he won about $500, and they fired our dealer, and then they fired the pit boss, and they made us stop playing.
Because we were like, well, no, but then I explained, or I tried to explain, that Ken was my best friend. And you got to let your best friend see your
card. That didn't make any
difference. They should make, in some casinos, I believe that's allowed.
You're not, this is not.
If you walk in with your best friend.
Get out of that whole scene, Andy. It's not good.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy, take up something productive.
You can
tell me all about it, honey, in our new convertible.
Like meth.
Yeah, you won't even let me have a stick. Like, you know, and I really want a stick shift, and Andy refuses to learn how to drive a stick.
You don't know how to drive a stick, Andy?
Well, red.
Sticks are for losers.
Sticks are fun.
Sticks are for losers. That's not just my opinion. That's a fact.
I really want an old stick shift car, and Andy won't have one.
Yeah, I miss stick shifts.
Yeah, he's scared to get out of it because he won't be able to get out of the driveway.
My old Pinto had a stick shift. It was great.
This is exactly the kind of stuff. You guys, hey, Beth and Ken, you know I only get one show a week, right?
Yeah, that's why you're gambling through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about your old Pinto.
Are there other
and a stick shift that you used to have.
Are there other callers? I'll let you go. I'm sorry. Am I holding up another caller?
We have a Christmas tree. We have all the calls we want.
Well, then I'll get off. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem, Beth.
We always love to hear from you, honey.
Beth, get Andy some help. The phone number is 201-209-9368. Andy can guess whatever you're wearing. And Nick in Springfield, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm well.
Are you wearing a London Fog raincoat?
No, I'm not.
Are you
I'm
wearing...
At work. That helps.
Wait, at work? Okay. What kind of work do you do? I can do this.
I deliver Chinese food.
Ah.
Oh,
okay.
You're doing God's work.
Thank you.
Now are you in the middle of a delivery? Oh no! I hit a green. I gotta eat.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting for another one.
Oh, I see. You're between deliveries.
I am. I heard. I was listening as I pulled up. Thought I'd call.
I can not only guess what you're wearing, I can guess your last tip. What was your last delivery? How much was the bill?
I want to say like $21.
$21. They gave you $25 and told you to keep it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It was like 21 something, and they gave me $1 and $2 and quarters.
Oh man, that's like an
Good
insult.
God,
that's like
yeah.
giving you. It's like giving you the finger.
Yeah, I just say I'll use it for the tolls.
Right.
Is that what you told them?
Okay, got it. These are one and two? Okay, and I'll get three in a second. Got it. That's me taking deliveries. That's how I do it.
Wow,
man,
that was fascinating.
Come back. Okay, I got it.
Okay,
got
so
it.
Now, okay, so you are going, you are representing the restaurant. You are going to people's houses, right?
Yeah.
So you have to look semi-presentable. You don't want to look too scary at the door.
Yeah, that's why I think he's wearing a rugby shirt. Hiking sandals and a rugby shirt.
Wait, should I say it?
Yeah.
No, hold on. You're wearing a button-down shirt, a nicer shirt in order to maybe glean a few more tips.
Like a polo shirt, Andy? Let's get specific here.
I guess a polo shirt. Okay.
Okay.
Well, polo shirt. That's not exactly button down. That has a collar. But I'm going to say a nicer shirt, better than a t-shirt.
What was that?
Oh, now he's getting in the car. Okay, so we give up. What are you wearing, delivery boy?
I'm wearing black jeans and a black t-shirt and a fuzzy jacket.
So you're in a t-shirt. Now, do you think dressing better would affect the tips that you would make?
I think I look pretty good. It's not very, very good. But, you know, I've come into a shift. I've delivered since I was, like, 17. I'm 24.
You're delivering to the same people, probably, right? You guys have, like, regulars that you deliver to, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty new here, actually. But I've delivered all over.
Now, where are you going right now? Right now, what is your delivery? How much is the bill that you're delivering?
I'm going to a fancy hotel near you, from what I know from this show. You might know it.
Oh, near Madison, New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm in Summit, New Jersey.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Oh, you might meet my wife. My wife goes on Wednesday nights during our show. She takes sex lessons at a local hotel.
Well, I did order to two different rooms.
You're okay with that, Andy? Beth taking sex lessons?
Well, she's doing it for us.
But who's
she's doing it to augment our marriage.
Who is she taking these sex lessons with?
A man named Ralph.
It sounds like...
Actually, it's so funny. She takes sex lessons from different guys every week.
That doesn't sound right, Andy.
She finds a different tutor. She finds a different tutor every week.
I don't represent anything as part of this joke. I'm just present.
So you're a gambling addict, and it sounds like Beth.
I'm not attached to anything else going on other than the talk of the outfits and the delivery.
And guys, Andy, I have three blacks in a row. I can't talk to you right now. Hold on. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, thanks a lot, Nick. Andy's got some money to lose right now, so we're going to move on.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good luck with your delivery. Hold on, guys.
Did you hear that James Franco got in trouble for having sex classes?
James Franco?
He really did, yeah. He was giving acting classes.
Yeah.
And there was something, actually, this is real. He had a master class in sex scenes, which he personally taught.
That was the name of the class?
Yeah, master class in sex scenes, taught by James Franco.
And then, so just young women just lined up and paid money to take this class?
Yes, it sounds a lot like what Beth might be doing.
To do a sex scene with James Franco. That guy is my new hero. That's off the charts brilliant. That's the acting equivalent of the Martingale roulette system.
Hey,
you're gonna win, occasionally lose, but then win again.
And then lose really big. How many losses have you got in a row now?
Hold on. Well, it doesn't matter how many in a row. No, I've recovered in that one.
Oh, you recovered.
So since we started the show, I'm up, well, hold on, with this, I'm up $47. I'm about to go up $50 with this roll.
Yeah, and don't mention that you lost $1,000 3 days ago.
There it is.
16 red.
Thank you.
Sam the appraiser.
$51.
Sam the appraiser, you're on the air. Can you get Andy some help?
Yeah. I think you should try the Fibonacci method.
Yeah, the Fibonacci system, much better.
My system is treating me well, thank you. That's like saying, hey, Andy, find a new best friend. You don't need Ken anymore. No, Ken is doing fine.
Andy, your winnings will be so much more with the Fibonacci system.
I can't learn a new system now.
It's very similar.
Guys, I can't learn a new system. It would be like trying to learn a stick shift.
No, the Fibonacci system's very similar to the Martingale system.
I don't want to hear about any other system. Now, I've met Sam the appraiser, and I can tell you what he's wearing.
Okay.
Sam, when I met you at one of our FMU little shows at the Monty Hall, you were wearing T-shirts and jeans.
Oh, okay.
If I recall. I recall it was an All in the Family T-shirt. It had a big Archie Bunker, face of Archie Bunker on it. Am I right, sir?
Well, it's not what I'm wearing now.
I recall he was wearing a pair of light wash jeans and a Cuban collar shirt. That's how I remember it.
Okay, but what are you wearing now? So, Sam the appraiser.
Now I'm not at FMU, so I'd be wearing the opposite of what I wore then.
I'm going to guess. Well, hold on, guys. I'm just winning money here. I'm going to guess he's home alone. I'm going to guess he's in his boxers. I'm going to guess he's in his T-shirt and boxers. I'm thinking he's kicking back. I think he lives alone. He's not a care in the world. He doesn't care what the dog thinks of him. He's turned up though. He's got a fire going. He's got the heat turned on. He's comfortable in his own house.
You're remarkably close. Yeah.
Hey, Sam. Sam, are you gonna do comedy at the stand-up night on October
30th? I'm trying to put some material together. I don't know if it's funny enough or long enough yet. I'm working on it.
I think it's going to be fine. Ken, have you ever heard Sam's routine, his material?
No, I've read it, and I think he's a very funny writer.
Oh, man, Sam, you got to do a few minutes. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know one thing that Beth is definitely wearing. which is that, a pretty new hat that cost you nothing.
Well, it cost him about $50.
That's true. I bought my wife a pretty hat with my last winnings.
Yeah. That was
That's true.
That was a few days before you lost the $1,000 for the second time.
Yeah, you don't understand math, Ken. I'm up.
You don't understand addiction, Andy.
Beth can complain all she wants about your gambling habit, but I notice she doesn't return that hat, does she?
Yeah, no.
She can't get enough of that hat.
She's loving that pretty hat. She shows it to all her little girlfriends. Shows it off. In fact, she always manages to get the conversation around to her pretty hat. Boy, it's warm in here, says my wife. I think I'll take off my pretty hat. That's a typical conversation the last couple
typical
of weeks.
Typical hypocrisy.
Yeah, exactly. Is it raining out? I can't tell because I'm wearing this pretty
hat.
That
sounds like a line she'd pull up at the James Franco sex lesson class.
No, wait. How come James Franco can get away with that? Is that, like, controversial?
Well, no, he didn't. He didn't get away with it.
Wait, is it controversial? I mean, has he apologized? Has he discontinued it?
I don't know, but...
What was he charging?
Good question.
What would people pay?
We can find out.
And I guess my follow-up question is, do you know if Scarlett Johansson is offering the same sort of deal?
I don't think she is, no.
I think Scarlett Johansson teaches a stick shift class, though.
Well, that's what she calls it. I don't think that Scarlett Johansson has the acting class, the acting school that James Franco has.
That is amazing. James Franco teaches sex scenes.
Yeah. Master class. That's what it was called. Yeah, master class in sex scenes.
You have to take the introductory class.
Right.
You have to pass that first.
Yeah. They only let the advanced students in the master class. Hey, yeah. Sam, keep working on that material. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Ken, why don't we do? Here's what we should do next week. We should have a dirty sex talk class on the radio. And our female listeners can sign up. They'd have to pay on PayPal. They'd pay $5, and we would instruct them on how to
talk dirty.
How to talk dirty.
Yeah. No thanks.
Come on, that'd be great.
No, we have to come.
Ken, they pay us $5.
Andy.
Ken, take a page from the James Franco playbook.
Andy, there is a struggling Burger King near the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, you want to do your Burger King?
That needs our help.
That Burger King ain't struggling.
Oh, yes, it is.
You think it is?
Yeah, Burger King in general is struggling.
Burger King is struggling?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so.
No, they just introduced this hot new plant burger or something.
I think that shows how badly they are struggling.
Yeah, they're serving. Yeah, you're right. They're serving twigs and leaves.
Hey, thank you, Hoda from Virginia, for pledging to WFMU this Hellraiser month.
Oh, and, that's right. We have a little fundraiser going on.
And Spike from East Orange, from our old stomping grounds. Thank you. And Spike's a swag for lifer.
Now, how can people pledge money? What if they wanted to? Oh, you'd accept this money, this dirty money, this blue money that I'm earning right
now. I don't want any of your gambling
money.
You'd
accept it in a second.
No, because if I accept your winnings, then I'd have to accept your losses, and I don't want to be anywhere near your losses.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm 89 minus 30. $59 since we started the show.
Oh, because you lost 30 while we were talking at some point?
No, I'm up $59.
I know, but you said minus 30, so I take it that you lost.
No. Well, I go up and down in the course of the session.
Oh, when you got the green and you bailed out, you were down 30. Is that what happened?
Of course. Yeah. Of course you always there's always a red coming up. Oh no, there's green again. Okay, so green again, so I just lost $2, so now I'm in the hole a little bit, but that's okay. I think that's the genius of my system. That way, if green comes up early in the run, abort and take the loss.
So your son is very good with numbers, and he told you your previous system number two. He said you had a 1 in 750 chance of losing $1,000.
I think it's five. Well, no, let me see. No, well, he didn't know about the green. My policy about aborting with the green, but I think it was 550. every 550 spins, you're going to get 9 black or greens in a row.
Right.
But with my system, where you abort if a green comes up early, and this is just my spitballing, I'd say I've reduced those odds to 1 in 650 or 1 in 700. Right. So 1 in every 700. But by then, just do the math. By then, you've come up golden. You've come up a winner 700 times. That's $1,400. So you, for every $1,400 you earn, you lose $1,000. You're up $400, and you can actually just keep. You can actually just keep doing it. You can make, I don't know. It takes you in about an hour. Wait, it takes. Andy. I've been earning. Wait, hold on. I've been up. It takes about 5 minutes to earn $10.
Psst, Andy.
Yeah.
The house always wins.
No. Yeah, that was true until
Andy Breckman came along and invented his undefeatable variation on the Martingale system.
Okay, I'm now up $62.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive every time you do this on the radio and you win money. And then when you're off the radio, that's when you lose the $1,000. Oh, no. Hey,
let's take another call.
Pam in San Francisco, can you get Andy some help?
Wait.
Ooh, I should have thought ahead of time. I can try, yes. Ooh, actually... Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, that would be actually that'd be a good show for me to talk to Gamblers Anonymous, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll bet I could convert anyone from Gamblers Anonymous. I'll bet I could get them to join me. I bet by the end of a session with the Gamblers Anonymous, they would be downloading this app. They would see the light.
Okay.
Hey, I do know some recovering alcoholics. I don't know any recovering gamblers. So
I don't know what recovering means.
Yeah, they generally don't recover.
I'm recovering. I need to recover from counting all my money. It's exhausting. Hey, Pam. I've seen you on Skype a couple times. We've met you in person a couple times. Are you calling from work?
I am calling from work.
Then I think I know what you're wearing.
Okay.
Something I know that your career is very important to you. I think it's there's a lot of cleavage. It's something very flirty, something very frilly.
She's at work, Andy.
Exactly.
She's at work.
Exactly.
So maybe a suit, Andy?
No, if Pam's not wearing a suit. I think seriously, Pam's wearing.
I'm in California, so.
Yeah, I think you're wearing that. It's. I think buttons. I think there are buttons. A nice shirt, maybe.
A nice shirt.
Maybe a skirt of some kind. No, I don't know.
Andy, have
I don't
a guess?
Know what, I don't know what women. I don't know anything.
I don't know what women wear.
I think you're wearing New Balance sustainable sneakers.
Because it's California.
Yeah. And I think you're keeping it chic in a Zimmerman fall blouse with polka dots. And
I'm very impressed.
And I think you're wearing a scarf.
A scarf.
A scarf to top it off.
To hide her swastika tattoo.
Yeah, to hide the swastika. Because most people don't understand that it's a Hindu swastika. They think you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
How close am I? Tell me, Pam.
How can you both be correct at the same time?
You know what I do that makes it a little confusing? I have my Hindu swastika right next to my Nazi swastika.
Oh, my God. Then people think they're in a hall of mirrors.
Wait, one on top of the other.
Well, one just a couple of inches away. So I always have to explain. They always say, I can't believe you're wearing that Nazi swastika. I say, which one are you referring
to? No, it's the Hindu symbol of fertility.
Yeah, the one on the left is.
Oh, and the one on the right?
And that's why I have so many kids.
The one on the right that declares my allegiance to the Third Reich. Well, hold on.
Hang on, Pam. Andy. Andy just lost.
We're doing okay. We're doing okay, kids. You don't worry about me.
How many non-reds in a row at this point?
Pam, it's all. Well, let me see. Oh no, it's just that was just one.
How many greens?
Pam, what are you? 23, red. What are you wearing, Pam?
Pants, like not jeans, which is actually unusual because I usually wear jeans, and flat, nice shoes, and a top with no buttons and no cleavage. In fact, it's kind of the opposite of cleavage. To
well, then I'm glad you called. I'm glad we had this talk.
Hey. Opposite of cleavage.
And the shoes that you're wearing, are they sustainable? Were they made with recycled materials?
I bought them at a thrift store, which I know can be gross, but I cleaned them.
No, so they're recycled.
Yeah, they're recycled.
So I was kind of right. I said that you were wearing sustainable shoes, earth-friendly shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of got that part right.
Fine, Ken. Congratulations. Now, Pam, is there any kind of dress code at all at your office, or can you wear, do people wear whatever they...
Is there anything that would be forbidden at your office that I thought I was wearing probably would not be acceptable?
Oh, you mean my first guess?
Yeah, with the super duper cleavage and the short skirt and the high heels.
Just try it. Just try it tomorrow. Yeah. Try it. you'll be amazed.
Will you support me with all the money you win from gambling? I don't think that'll work. No. Sorry. Anything for you but that, Andy.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay,
we love you. Thanks
great
for calling.
Time. Bye.
Andy, I have
we wish you were with us on... we wish you could be here for Halloween, for Mischief Night.
Andy, I have a phone number for you.
Okay.
It's 800-522-4700. It's an anonymous helpline.
Okay, call it. I'll talk to him. Call it right now.
National Council on Problem Gambling. Okay, let's give it a call.
Call it right now.
Okay.
Can you?
Yep. We're calling the National Council on Problem Gambling.
You're going to owe me an apology when they concede I have developed a perfectly winning system.
12, red.
And thanks to Jeremy in Madison, your hometown, Andy. Pledged to 7-second delay in WFMU.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. There it is.
As did Andrew in Raritan.
Hey, kids, that's $74.
Hi.
Yeah, 1-800-GAMBLER-HELPLINE. How can I help you?
Hi. First, we got to tell you that you're on the air, and we're on WFMU in New Jersey. And my co-host, Andy Breckman, has developed a very severe gambling problem with this app. He's got a roulette app.
23, red.
And
well, the problem I'm having, sir, is I might be pushed into a higher tax bracket.
No.
I've been winning pretty steadily here.
He's lost. He never gambled before, and now he's gambling constantly. We're on the radio.
It's not, Ken, be careful about the terms you're using. It's not gambling. I'm using the Martingale system. Sir, any gamblers that you talk to that are in a hole financially, they may want to consider this system.
I say that that's evidence that he does have a gambling problem, that he thinks that this system is going to avoid heavy losses. What do you say?
Sir, in the time we've been talking, I've won $6.
He thinks, and he lost $1,000 several days ago. And he lost $1,000 a month ago as well.
Yes, sir. Glad to talk to you off the radio. But as far as the determination of if he has a gambling problem or not, it's up for him to determine if he has a problem. Or his friends or loved ones would be more than happy to go ahead and get you some counseling.
What are some of the warning signs? Seemed like fun and games to me. At first it seemed funny, but now it really does seem like an addiction. What are the warning signs of a gambling addiction?
10, black.
What are the warning signs of a gambling addiction?
Yeah, because he's doing
There's
this constantly.
That we can get you to.
Okay.
Also, the main thing is, would you like to stop gambling?
Andy?
Has it taken control over you?
Andy?
If you cannot help yourself to where it becomes a compulsion, and you really can't help yourself, you're spending more money than when you would like to, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help you out, because I'm pretty sure we have more than, you know, some great resources in your area.
I do appreciate that, but sir, would you agree that it's not technically gambling if you have developed a foolproof system and that that will guarantee you in the long run serious winnings? It's not really gambling. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Cannot make that determination. I can only get you help.
Would you like me to tell you the system? Would you like to try it? I think it would change your life.
Andy, this is a gambling helpline.
How much do you earn, sir? How much are you earning? Are you paid by the hour? Are you volunteering?
We're not allowed to disclose that information here.
Well, whatever you're making, sir, believe me, I could double or triple it overnight. It's a variation of the Martingale system. I'm so glad we called. If you'd like to talk to me off the air, I think I can help you.
Andy, you should call this guy back when we're off the air.
I think he should call me back.
No, I think you should call him back.
I think I can help this guy.
But if there's any other help that we can provide for you upon the gambling addiction, just give us a call back. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was winning money. I'm sorry.
That's quite okay. Your friend is, he'll help you out with this.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Jeez, Andy. You need help, my friend.
Hold
hey,
on,
thanks.
I'm sorry. We're about to total this off. Wait. Let me win one more time, and then I will total it off, and then you can tell me how much help I need.
Yeah. Thanks to Robert in Glen Ridge, Tim in Staten Island, Ryan in Parsippany, all pledging to the WFMU Hellraiser this month. And Damien in Cortland Manor, Jeff in Indiana, Tim in Cincinnati, Kevin in Kearney, and Jarrett in Monroe, New York. Thanks to all of you for pledging to WFMU.
Oh, you might want to stay tuned, Ken. That was the fourth black in a row.
Oh, great. Keep going. Keep going.
I know.
Oh, I would love it if the show ended with you losing another $1,000.
22 black. Okay, that's
fine. Yes, five blacks in a row.
Hold on. I'm about to bet $64 to win my $2. But don't worry. Look, I'm only halfway there.
One, two, so excited. Four,
oh, no. That's
seven
six
blacks.
In a row.
Six. We're up Hold to on. Six blacks in a row. Three more blacks, and Andy loses $1,000.
It's not going to happen.
I'm turning down the background music.
I'm now betting $128 to win my. There it is. Okay, so here's our total for the hour. Okay, so we have 1,109, and we started with 1,030. That's $79. $79.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Hey, Ken, I'd like to donate that $79 to WFMU. Would you take it?
No.
Oh, come on! You're just saying that.
No, I won't take it. Because then if you lose money, you're going to ask for money back. Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard.
Yeah,
and there's
thanks,
a
Nick.
Special combined two-hour edition of Weekly World Blues and Honky Tonk Radio Girl coming up now. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And Andy, you should call that 800 number. You really should.
Yeah, I know, because that guy could use my help. That guy sounds like he's having some money problems.
All right, we'll see you next week at Burger King.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. Hey, so any listeners can swing by Burger King, right? We're buying them French fries, right? Is that the deal?
That's right.
Sounds good.
It's,
okay.
It's the one on Skid Row, but right by the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, God.
Shut up. this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Way down in my old hometown, Arkansas. Oh, you foggy morning. Give me another beer here. I'm going to this dance tonight. I got to have me a little beer here or something. Boots ain't been shined yet, been in the country all the week too. I way down yonder in Arkansas, where my old grandpa met my old grandma. We hitched that old buggy to the broken down neck. We all went dancing to the solid dog rag. A 1 foot front, you drag it back. Then you starts to ball the jack. You zig it, zag it, and then she sway. Then she started to dance into the salty dog rag. Oh, you foggy morning, get with it, boy. Boy, that's a pretty girl that guy's dancing with that. I got a gal, she lives on the hill. She won't dance, but her sister will. This gal, she was long and tall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. She puts 1 foot front, she drags it back. Dig that number, that jack. Then she starts to ball the jack. She zigs it, she zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts to dance and the salty dog rag. Oh, you foggy morning, get it with it, that boy. Boy, that tall guy right over yonder, boy, he's getting after it. Well, they didn't say get it, they said get after it. Ha, 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 look at y'all. dance under the harvest moon. Possum up the tree and the old hound, he treat a coon. We hitch that old buggy to that broken down nag. All went dancing, the solid dog rag. Give it 1 foot front, drag it back. Then you starts to ball the jacket. She zigs it, she zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts dancing, the salty dog rag. Oh, you foggy morning. Say, bring me another beer over here, too. That old bartender, I think he's kind of hitting the bottle himself. He's getting pretty slow here. Uh-oh, here come some more people. I got a gal, she live in the sticks. She's built up like them old model Buick 6. This old gal, she lives close to the lake. She's got a disposition like a rattlesnake. She puts 1 foot front, she drags it back. Then she starts to ball the jacket. She zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts dancing. That's all the dog rag. I gotta stop and get my beer right, Jim. Domino, domino. I'm gonna get this cold beer.
Come on.